This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. These have been interesting times in the American capital markets, stocks specifically. Though they've gone mostly sideways for the past year or so, the major indices, that's the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, have been near record highs from time to time. But as I have said before, and I will surely say again on this program, you know what? I'm not going to say it this time.
The stock market is not the economy.
That is Jessica Sheeter. She's a federal tax policy fellow at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. She is also the setup for today's installment of our series, Kai Explains, where we take things really slow to explain what's really going on.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
We will let Jessica Sheeter do today's definition.
The stock market is a market where stocks, a type of investment that represents ownership in a company, are traded. The stock market is where people make bets on what's going to happen in the economy.
So let's unpack this a little bit, all right? First of all, you've got stock markets, the actual places where shares trade, like the New York Stock Exchange, probably the most famous. Then you've got stock indexes or indices, take your pick, like the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P 500, curated lists of companies that represent particular slices of those markets. Make sense? All right. Then the economy, you know, right? All the goods and services, all the stuff that we produce. We, as in all of us, every industry, every profession, which is definitely not the same thing as the stock market.
The richest Americans hold the lion's share of the value in the stock market, despite the fact that about half of households own some stock.
That was Jessica Sheeter one more time.
And that means that the stock market and stock prices can be disproportionately influenced by a much smaller subset of the population and disproportionately influenced by the fortunes and alternative investment options of that smaller slice.
So if markets are disproportionately influenced by that smaller subset, then something bigger, by definition, is having disproportionately less influence.
Another way in which the stock market and the economy are not synonymous is that you can have, workers' wages, really stagnating or growing only marginally as compared to increases that we've seen in the stock market.
All of which means
there can definitely be economic gains that are not accruing to the typical worker.
So that. Another key point is that not all stocks are created equal in all indices. Take one of the biggies that I mentioned earlier. We talk about it all the time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow is what's known as a price-weighted index. The higher a company's share price, the more it counts for, basically, in that index.
So it's possible, given there's only 30 stocks in the Dow Jones, that something catastrophic could happen to one particular stock that drags the index down, and it doesn't really reflect what's going on in the overall market.
Campbell Harvey's a professor of finance at Duke.
For example, the highest weight in the Dow is Boeing. And Boeing's not even in the top 30 in, for example, the S&P 500. So you've got a very distorted view of these different companies' importance in the economy.
Think about Boeing's price since the 737 MAX incidents, right? Okay, so look, the stock market is not the economy. That much we know. It is, though, economy adjacent. Laura Gonzalez is an associate professor of finance at Cal State Long Beach.
The stock market is continuously observing real economy. And based on what they see in the real economy, they make predictions.
Investors, that is stock traders, might be looking at what's going on with trade policy, especially now, or the unemployment rate, or housing, or any one of a zillion other things, and use them to try to predict the future value of certain stocks.
So what happens in the real economy is contagious. And once it reaches the financial markets, then it feeds back into the economy.
And yes, I know we do the numbers every day, but following each and every turn in the major indices, for most people, probably not a great idea.
The stock market is moody. We often refer to it as Mr. Market. Sometimes it feels positive about the future, and sometimes it feels negative about the future. Sometimes there is a reason to feel one way or another, and some of the times it's just going with the flow.
The moral of the story is that the stock market is not the economy and the economy is not the stock market, but they are related. There's not a whole lot of nuance. There are countless things that push markets one way or the other, but check in every now and then. You can get a sense of how things are going. Let us know what you want to know, would you, about how this economy works, or sometimes it doesn't work. You can do that at marketplace.org, or you can reach us on Twitter. The program is at Marketplace. I am at Kai Rizdahl.